From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An Africa Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It also has frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Surveillance video shows the gunmen were disguised as businessmen wearing coats and ties. Eyewitnesses say they were sitting at a restaurant when they pulled guns out of their bags and started shooting. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. No claim for the attacks has yet been verified. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. France's defense minister, speaking on a broadcast, says his government is supplying arms and providing aerial support, as well as offering tactical advice. This is VOA News. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea to support European interests and operations against Islamic State militants. The U.S. Navy says the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed Wednesday into Atlantic waters under U.S.-European command on its way to the Mediterranean. The USS Harry S. Truman remains in the eastern Mediterranean, where it arrived last week. China Thursday rejected a warning from Japan about a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to the Senkaku Islands. The territory is claimed by both countries. Japan vowed to protect the territory which China calls the Diaoyu Islands. A Japanese foreign minister, Akitaka Saiki, summoned China's ambassador, Chen Yonghua, at 2 a.m. to express serious concern and lodge a protest. Cabinet Chief Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters in Tokyo that the Chinese entry into the area is a grave matter and behavior unilaterally escalating tension. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group is back in the country to face terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Quis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to IS. The 26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq last March, becoming the first known American member of IS to be captured on the battlefield. At the time, Kurdish officials said their forces saw Quis wandering near the northern Iraqi city of Sinjar and shot at him before he surrendered. Pakistani authorities say the recent U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban while he was in Pakistan damaged mutual trust between Pakistan and the United States. They say the attack has seriously set back peace efforts and intensified hostilities in Afghanistan. Senior U.S. officials are due to meet with their Pakistani counterparts on Friday. On the eve of the talks, the Pakistani Prime Minister's advisor on foreign policy, Sartaj Aziz, said the attack last month puts new strains on U.S.-Pakistani relations, which were already uneasy. He predicted the issue would have long-lasting implications. Indonesian police say they have arrested three men with links to the Islamic State militant group who were planning attacks in the country's second-largest city during Ramadan. A police spokesman says the men were detained Wednesday in Surabaya on the country's main island of Java. Authorities seized bombs, firearms, and a suicide vest during the operation. He says the men were planning attacks on public places and government offices in coming weeks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.